This is The Brief on the global scramble to govern emotionally interactive AI. So this week, while Washington took the 4th of July off, foreign governments, states, and tech labs made massive decisions about AI companions and who's actually responsible for them. First, the governance gap. On July 15th, China enforces strict rules limiting continuous emotional AI interaction, mandating child-safe minor modes. Meanwhile, Congress is a total ghost town. The GUARD Act lacks a floor vote, and the FTC is down to just two people. Into this vacuum, Missouri and Hawaii are nervously building fences, enacting AI regulations entirely by silence, by letting unsigned bills pass. Since Washington is quiet, AI safety is being left up to tech labs. Second, this creates a wildly misguided debate inside those labs. Anthropic, Google, and Meta are staffing up to debate model welfare, asking if AI actually possesses more consciousness. But academia already documented the real danger: caregiving system capture. The harm isn't a suffering machine, right? It's vulnerable human users suffering from the perceived consciousness of the product. Seriously, why worry about a machine's feelings when actual, documented harm is being done to human feelings? Finally, the human accountability solution. While some systems dodge responsibility, Elios Health's behavioral health AI offers a different path. It drafts clinical notes, sure, but strictly requires a licensed human clinician to review and sign off. Think of the AI like a capable intern drafting a memo. It does the heavy lifting, but the professional always signs the check. Accountability follows the human signature. If you build a machine that talks, a human still needs to hold the pen and take responsibility for what it says.